Hi, my name is Miss Olson, and I'm the school counselor at Ryerson Elementary. Today, I'd like to share Chapter 7 of Sydney and Taylor Explore the Whole Wide World by Jacqueline Davies. Chapter 7. Taylor and Sydney crept along the edge of a road. They kept their noses lifted to catch any scent. When they heard water nearby, they left the road and scrambled on top of a small hill. At the bottom of the hill was a stream. Sydney and Taylor looked at the rushing water. "Frogs," whispered Cindy. "Go get them." "Me?" asked Taylor. "Why me?"
"Because you're the only one who left food at home," said Sydney.
Taylor sighed. He waddled down the steep slope to the water's edge where an army of frogs was gathered.
"Excuse me," said Taylor. He was shy around strangers.
"I hate to bother you, but..."
"Well, I'm not quite sure how to do this."
"What are you trying to do?" asked one of the frogs. She was shiny and green, with the eyes size of marbles.
"Hunt," said Taylor proudly.
"Hunt what?" asked another frog.
"Well, you," said Taylor,
who was a very honest hedgehog.
The frogs began to laugh. One of them laughed so hard he fell off his rock.
"If I were you," said one of the frogs, "I would worry less about hunting and more about being hunted." She pointed up the hill, and with that, all the frogs dove underwater. Taylor looked up the hill.